The offended must seek the offender. Matthew 18:15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. The offended is the initiator of the reconciliation. It is almost never the other way around. So many times if we are offended or trespassed against, we believe they should come to us because they were wrong. But here it states that if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault. So then if you are hurt by someone, you go and tell them their fault between thee and him alone. Has this principle changed since the Old Testament? I think not. I believe it is fitting, and there is an Old Testament witness of this very thing. Leviticus 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. You do not suffer them to continue in sin, but you go and tell them that they have trespassed against you, and your desire is to reconcile the situation. These are dealing with private offenses and not public ones. So many make the mistake of placing all of church discipline in this little box of these few verses, believing the whole of any church discipline are these verses alone. Or that we cannot speak out about heretics or false doctrine being taught in the world, but we must come to them in private. False doctrine and heresy is not a private and personal offense, it is a very public one. Like when Paul warned of the coppersmith who did him much evil, or Demas forsaking him, or Hymenaeus and the false doctrine concerning the resurrection being passed already. But this deals with the private trespasses. We should be the first to go to them. Why is that? Well, if they are in error, it is the law of kindness to show them they are in error, and we love our brethren, then we should show them the error of their ways. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. It is true love to tell them and to help them in their fault and gain our brother. If they be overtaken, it is love's duty to teach them with the spirit of meekness, not because we are better than them, but because we love them. So we have the right spirit when we deal with them. If they are deceived and do not realize that they have hurt us or trespassed against us, we might prevent them from hurting others. Or if they do go on in that behavior, we may help them change that behavior by showing them the error of their ways and confronting it. So many people continue in sin, I believe, because others around them suffer it upon them and don't sit down and tell them the error of their ways. Many times people do things totally oblivious to the fact that they're behavior hurts others or what they're doing is wrong. So then true love will go after the offender. It truly is a test of our love for one another that when we are sinned against and we are offended, that we go after the offender in love to gain our brother. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. As Paul withstood Peter to his face and brought him back from error, so we are to do the same with others. Truly, it is a test of our love. The injured person must always seek reconciliation. Do we not trespass against our Lord? And do we not trespass against him today? And is he not the one that comes looking for us? The lost coin cannot look for you. The lost sheep does not look for the shepherd. God looked for Adam when he fell. Adam, where art thou? So then learn to seek the offender out first. This will keep you from being bitter and hard-hearted. All we can do is confront them, and if they will do right, we have gained our brother. But we must first do right and lead by example, and the offended must seek out the offender.